Proclamation number 3401 of 11th of January, 1945. Love. Realization. Kingdom of Light. Activity. An activity of unselfish neighborly love puts the human being into the right realization, but the right realization deepens his love for God, and this in turn leads to union with God, because the human being, who loves God above all else, seeks to shape himself of his own accord in a way which is pleasing to God and thus a prerequisite in order to become one with God. Consequently, unselfish neighborly love can never be eliminated if the human being wants to reach his final aim on earth. The childship to God. But it also has to be practiced if he wants to enter the kingdom of light when he departs from earth, for even the lowest sphere of the kingdom of light is only inhabited by loving souls, for without love there is no light. And the slightest radiation of light requires a receptacle which has only become such through love. The soul's work of love brings recognition, i.e., as soon as the human being is in love he realizes his deficient nature, he knows the consequences of his way of life, he knows divine will and the effect of all actions and thoughts. And this realization makes him consciously strive for perfection. But he can also be active in love on earth completely unconsciously, i.e., his heart drives him to love activity without initiating him deeper into the knowledge about the consequences. The deeper knowledge can still be withheld from him, but it will suddenly enlighten him at his passing. And he enters the spiritual kingdom with an abundance of knowledge, as an inhabitant of the kingdom of light, for then love will have been the driving force of his whole life, and through the works of love the intimate bond with God will already have taken place, and the purpose of earthly life will have been fulfilled. Every good work increases the treasure which is unlossable and indestructible. And spiritual wealth, which the world does not want to accept, follows the soul into the kingdom of the beyond. On entering it, it will be permeated by light, it will know everything and also be allowed to instruct ignorant souls from the moment of its death, it will be able to hand out what it possesses itself in richest measure. Spiritual treasures which signify an exceedingly pleasing activity for the soul, which now also works diligently in its love and also considers those who are poor and have to live in want. And it will be allowed to draw ever closer to God, for love shapes it such that it becomes God's image and thus unites with God, from whom it originated in the first place. Amen.